Annie Dugan, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and our host, thank heavens, a voice of reason for Where's Art here on Northland Morning. Howdy, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We, of course, as always, have a fabulous week of art ahead of us. I want to tell everyone to get out to the Tweed Museum while you still can. There is a week left of their show of Sharon Loudon and Robert Minicello. And then they are closing for HVAC repairs and updates. So in January and February, they will be shuttered. So you need to get out now. So while you're, you know, running around doing errands, being crazy hectic people, stop and give yourself, you know, half an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours of some art time, some recharge time. It's so, so incredibly important to give yourself that introspection, that wonder, that joy of art. So Sharon Loudon, Sharon Loudon's show is like, you know, it's sort of related to the holidays. It's, you imagine walking into like a tinsel wonderland. It's like, but like blown up to incredible proportions. It's amazing. So
it's a little bit, I noticed it's a little bit like the Bean in Chicago in the sense that you really
you
can't stop. But, you know, look at all of the distortions. And it's
Absolutely.
I think there's a little sign on the wall that says it's a selfie welcome zone. And so you're supposed to get as many shots as you wish of yourself or those you love looking as odd as possible.
Exactly. I love that comparison. It's like a circus mirror zone turned like 100,000 times better. It's really incredible. So definitely go see the Tweed before, and you can do some Christmas shopping there too, I'm sure. And then Friday, there's great things happening on Friday. Karen Kramer and Erica Mock are having studio visits. This is part of a whole series of enhancement events that the Duluth Art Institute is doing with the Sarah Brocky Portrait of an Artist show. Every artist, every 36 artists that she painted for that portrait show have events going on through January. So this is the event for Karen and Erica, and they are two incredible personalities and incredible artists in our community. They really are anchors. They both have studios in the what's become known as the Red Mug building in Superior, and they've really, I mean, they've done so much to revitalize that building, that community. Both the Duluth and Superior communities. Erica ran the Phantom Galleries and got that off the ground and running. And it's great because they both have these larger-than-life personalities, but they're both completely different. I mean, I love that, you know, a lot of times we say, you know, artists are this way or artists are this way. Well, they prove that artists can be their own person and totally completely different people, but both lovely and wonderful. So it's great that they're doing studio visits because meeting them, I think, is a really a neat part of their artwork. Their artwork can certainly stand alone, but meeting them is great. Karen is a ceramic artist who does this Maiolica, which is painting like really bright colors, wonderful colors. She does tons of vegetables. If you drink out of a mug at the Duluth Grill, you've had a Karen Kramer experience. And then Erica Mock works in fiber and uses amazing color theory and form. She really takes the form. It's all wearable art, but she takes the form to a new level. So seeing her, and her studio is almost like an art installation in and of itself because she has all this fiber all around, these different pieces and scraps. And, you know, you think it's like, how is she going to make something out of all of these different pieces? But she, of course, does. So that is on Friday. The other thing happening on Friday is at Gamaji. Erica Larson, who was a photographer for National Geographic, she spent 4 years with the Sami people in Finland, and she has a show called Walking with Reindeer. Sami are the indigenous people in Finland, and they make their livelihood off of reindeer and live, you know, that's a huge heart of their the way they live. So that is going to be a fascinating show at Gamaji from 5 to 7. And then I wanted to let all the artists know, you know, you may have a little bit of time off around the holidays, and take this time and get some artwork together because there's a ton of call for entries out right now. So the first being the Plein Air Exhibition and Festival is happening again in Duluth. And 35 artists from around the country are going to be chosen to participate. It can be sort of all different mediums. It's not just oil paint. We accept everything. So we'll have the plein air call for entries up on the Duluth Art Institute website. There's a bunch more coming, and I'll let you know next week the details of them, but the Gorilla Girls are coming. I'm going to talk a ton about that next week. They are, this will give everyone time to look them up, you know, do some Wikipedia searching. They're a really fabulous group that did a lot for and are still doing a lot for gender equity, racial diversity in the art world. They use some really funny, fun propaganda to sort of push that point a little bit. And then we're having a hockey show also at the Art Institute. There's an open call for art for that, as well as the homegrown photography show is getting their call for entries up and ready. So we'll have information about all of those up on the website soon. So keep your eyes posted and start getting your slides ready, although this day and age you don't do slides. It's all on the computer. So
it's all digital.
It's a little bit easier. All
right.
It's all okay. Digital. Yep.
All yep. Right, Annie, it sounds like a blast. Thanks so much for joining us as usual.
Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our guest for Where's Art? Mondays right here on Northland Morning.